Welcome back to another edition of Talk Nerdy to Me, coming to you from the Zia Comics broadcasting lair in beautiful downtown Las Cruces. I am your host, Troy Stegner. Have a comic book review, but before we do the review, one favor. Please subscribe. It helps us tremendously. Pandering over, we got Looky Looky, Comic Bookie. Look at that. We have the Batman Secret Files Clown Hunter. I was kind of, it's appropriate, I'm wearing the zombie Batman shirt. Clown Hunter was developed a while back. I wondered when they were going to really flesh him out a little bit, do some more work with him, but it's basically a kid who his parents were killed. He was in a in the middle of Gotham, you know, in the bad part, but he got to go to one of the privileged schools. His parents died. But at school, he got picked on and bullied all the time until he finally decided, hey, I'm going to fight back. He fought back and, you know, he beat up a few of the bullies. But as you know, there's always more bullies out there than you. And so they finally outnumbered him and beat him up. So that's his backstory. And he was in Gotham and his parents were actually killed by the Joker or the Joker's henchmen. And so he kind of swore an oath against the Joker and anybody who followed him. And as you know, Joker's henchmen typically dress up like clowns. So it's just a fitting name that he became the Clown Hunter. And that's exactly what he's doing here at the beginning of the book. He's tracking down this, or he's following the dude named Soul, who's one of the Joker's clowns. And, you know, the guy's out recruiting, trying to get more people. He surprises him, jumps him. And trying to find out, hey, I want the names of all the people you recruited, the clowns, everything, and where they're at, where they live. And the dude, as he's talking to him, he triggers a button behind one of the things, which causes an explosion. You know, so it kind of rocked him there a little bit, knocked him down, gave the clown dude the upper hand, and he pulls out his phone, and guess who's FaceTiming? Punchline, yeah. Joker's new main squeeze, right? And she's telling him, hey, we don't like you going after our dudes. You know, if you were going after the Riddler or Penguin or something, we probably would have helped you, but you picked the wrong side. And, you know, Clown Hunter is not fazed. He basically tells her, yeah, nope, screw you. You know, the Joker had a hand in my parents' death. And so Punchline's like, oh, God, what is it with Gotham and orphans? But, you know, he fights back. He takes down that clown dude, and he is just wailing on him. And Punchline's still on the FaceTime there, and she tells him, yeah, kill him, man. Take him out. Take him out. He's useless anyway. He talks too much. And he doesn't do that, though. But, you know, he's trying to trade witticisms back and forth with Punchline. And, you know, she's talking to him, and she's like, I just need you to give me a minute to explain something to you. Well, I mean, he should have realized what was going on, because as she's using her minute, she's talking to him. She's like, yeah, I didn't really have anything to say. I just wanted to kind of delay you, because I have more of my dudes coming to where you're at. And sure enough, man, they're pouring out like cockroaches through everywhere, surrounding him. So he takes off. He gets out. He's fighting back. I mean, he takes a few of them to task. He's beating the crap out of them. They finally get, you know, just by sheer numbers, they catch him and string him up. Punchline's still on the phone talking to him. You know, she's like, look, dude, you've killed 25 of our people. And then he corrects her. He's like, no, I just killed two more. So now the count's 27. She didn't appreciate that very much. The clowns, she basically tells them, yeah, okay, well, take him out, dudes. So, you know, they're getting ready. The dude that he was fighting in the beginning comes out. He's like, yeah, I have a score to settle. Getting ready to waylay him. And then all of a sudden, just out of nowhere, all these clowns are getting knocked over the head and knocked out. And lo and behold, who is it? Mr. Todd, Jason Todd, the Red Hood. So, you know, Jason Todd takes the dudes out who were going to beat the crap out of Clown Hunter and possibly kill him. Cuts him down. He's like, hey, you know, me and you both don't agree with how Batman works, because Clown Hunter even said he was tired of Batman giving people second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. They just keep getting chances when they shouldn't be getting them. Red Hood's like, you know, you have potential. I like what you're doing. I agree with, you know, how you're doing it. And, you know, you can train with me. I'll teach you how to do all this stuff. And Clown Hunter basically tells him, hey, yeah, hey, thanks for the save, but peace out, bro. I'm a one-man show. And he takes off running down the alley. So that is the end of this. And I believe all the secret files are one-shots. So, I mean, and as it goes, if it is a one-shot, I'm happy with it, man. My recommendation for Batman Secret Files Clown Hunter, you can't subscribe to it if it's a one-shot. If it's not, and I'm wrong, subscribe to it. But I'm really digging it. I like the character Clown Hunter. No, he's just like Batman and Red Hood for that matter. No special powers, just willpower and not even really good equipment, man. His outfit is, you know, some knee pads and a weird looking like aviator helmet with a broom bristle stuck on top, and he uses a bat that has a batarang stuck to it. So yeah, I mean, he's like I said, he's a street level dude. He's definitely never going to be able to take on high level villains, but you know, as far as henchmen go, he was holding his own against the crowd of henchmen. And as far as, I guess that's an origin, kind of. Not really. Well, yeah, maybe it is an origin. I like it. The Secret Files for Clown Hunter. Very, very good. If you're into Batman at all, you're going to like it. If you're like Red Hood, Jason Todd, this is kind of that type of character. Just a little more rough around the edges, younger. Good book. Good all-around book, man. You can't go wrong getting Secret Files Clown Hunter. That was my review for Batman Secret Files Clown Hunter. And if you like that review and you'd like to see more like it, subscribe. They're all there in our channel, man. And until you see the next video, later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.